There were two historic results in last night's by-elections. Join me on the Electoral Roadshow with analyst Wayne Sussman.
Cody from Paul has sold multiple vehicles to We Buy Cars. Suspicious?
I think so.
Is that a crime?
No.
Where are you getting the cars?
I buy them and I sell them at the spot like a normal person.
Okay.
No, man, I'm just an accounting student. I know a good deal when I see one.
That's Excel. Meant. What's more stressful, tax season or selling a car at We Buy Cars?
Tax season, obviously.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Welcome, Wayne, after a long night.
Chris, I set my alarm for 3:30 in the morning, but my body clock woke up at 1:45, and for good reason. It was an historic night.
Let us start, to use your words, how the Patriotic Alliance feasted on the African National Congress and the Democratic Alliance in Noordgesig.
Thank you, Sir Ward. This is Ward 29 in Johannesburg. It is Soweto, but Noordgesig is a part of this ward. It is a predominantly coloured area. But the majority of the ward is not coloured. I want to make that clear, because it includes areas like Diepkloof, Orlando East, and then Pennyville, which is a small part of the ward. So it's, again, I want to just, so people follow, and I know it's a very smart audience, but Noordgesig, Orlando East, Diepkloof, and then also Pennyville. So the Patriotic Alliance won this ward in Soweto. It is absolutely historic that the Patriotic Alliance have won a ward in Soweto. And they did it by totally eviscerating the Democratic Alliance and the ANC and all other parties. This is a very crowded ballot in the area of Noordgesig. Now, Noordgesig is about a third, just under a third of the voters in this ward. But because of the huge margins, the Patriotic Alliance won by it, winning over 75% in the most densely populated voting district in Noordgesig, and also getting their voters to the polls in droves. The turnout in Noordgesig was far greater than other parts of the ward. The Patriotic Alliance filled up a big buffer, and the ANC and all those other parties could simply not haul them in. So when we break down the result, and again, I said there are four distinct parts of this ward. You saw the PA clean up in Noordgesig. You saw the ANC in Diepkloof, which is an older, more settled part of Soweto. The ANC essentially held their own, doing what they did in 2021. So that was if those results came in first, the ANC would have thought, we have a chance here. We know we're going to lose Noordgesig. We always lose it to either the PA in the most recent elections, the DA. But if you looked at Diepkloof on its own, the ANC was stable. But then the results of Orlando East and Pennyville come in. And we'll start with Pennyville because that's got the least amount of voters. Umkhonto weSizwe was the most popular party in Pennyville. And a little known party, and if I'm, there was a very long ballot sheet, but one of the parties which is at the bottom of the tally of the elections in 2024 was a party called the African Movement Congress. They beat the ANC in the area of Pennyville. And then the ANC coming in a distant third, losing more than half of their votes in Pennyville. But then it got worse for the ANC. We go to the area of Orlando East. Now, Orlando East is a huge part of Soweto. If you think of it, this is very close to the Orlando Stadium. This is very much the heart of Soweto. The ANC fell dramatically in Orlando East. The EFF were the most popular party here. Action SA came second, and the ANC came third. The ANC lost more of its half of its support in Orlando East. So yes, the ANC losing the ward to the PA is one of the, is parts of the story. But the ANC finishing third in a place like Orlando East, in my opinion, is the biggest part of the story. And this will affect the ANC existentially, I believe.
Well, the PA had an exceptionally good night. Another historic win, this time in the Overberg.
That's correct. We go to the town of Swellendam on the N2 National Road, and there's the area of Railton. Now, all politics is local. It's interesting for geeks like me. We always noticed in elections a few decades, about 10 or 15 years ago, that the African Christian Democratic Party did well for some reason in Swellendam. And the reason was they had a leader called Mr. Matthiesen. Mr. Matthiesen then went to the ANC and won this ward, and he defected to the PA, and he was the PA's candidate in this by-election. So it's a continuation of this trend we've continued to see, Chris, of the PA doing well, but also, I believe, a local factor. But the PA will be delighted. This was the first result to come in last night, and the PA were over the moon. They are now established in the Oeverberg region in Swellendam. This has traditionally been the DA versus the ANC. And here comes the Patriotic Alliance. And this is important because the Oeverberg includes places like Oeverstrand, which are close to the BizNews community, and of course, places like Tierwaterskloof. So you continue to see the PA make inroads in different parts of the Western Cape. Gates and McKenzie will be delighted with this result, and certainly delighted with that result we saw in Noordgesig Soweto.
Another party that is celebrating this morning is Action SA. What an historic win.
So, Chris, as I said, my body clock went off at about 12:45 in the morning, and there was one result we waited for, and I couldn't understand why was this one result taking so long. There was clearly a recount, because there's that old adage which says that every vote counts. And in the village of Mohola, deep in rural northwest, near the town of Zeris in the Ramotshere Moiloa municipality, Action SA made history by winning their first ever ward in the northwest and their first ever by-election, beating the ANC by 2 votes. Unbelievable result. So just to give some context here, Forum for Service Delivery, an established Northwest political party, which is pretty strong in this municipality and certainly in this ward, were the second biggest party for a number of elections in this particular ward. They merged with Action SA in early 2025, or joined Action SA. So they had infrastructure on the ground. They had a base on the ground. And they essentially held on to that base, and the ANC declined dramatically. So where did the ANC support go? There was an independent candidate who, I'll give an example. There's a school called the Semosoto School in this village of Moholo. The ANC won over 80% of the vote here in 2021. Last night in the by-election, they won about a quarter, about 25-odd%. A dramatic decline. This person, this independent candidate, did take some votes away from Action SA, but he really hurt the ANC in this by-election. We also saw Patriotic Alliance winning one of the voting districts, and essentially the votes were spread across the board, but Action SA held on, and they will now say, we are not just an urban party. We're not just a party which governs in Tshwane. We're not just a party which took Johannesburg by storm in 2021. We can win elections in deep rural areas. This is a major victory for Action SA, and they will be delighted. And I'm sure there's going to be a big victory party in this village of Mohola deep in the northwest.
Well, the African National Congress did manage to hold on to some wards, Wayne.
And I can assure you, I haven't had much to drink when I tell you this next anecdote. It's very early in the morning. We go to Langeberg, to the town of Bonnievale, and there's an area called Happy Valley. Here, similar to Swellendam, the ANC councillor moved over to the Patriotic Alliance. And in 2021, the Freedom Front actually did very well here, and there are Afrikaans speakers here, but no white Afrikaans speakers in this voting district, in this ward. And the Freedom Front won about 24% of the votes to finish third. That support collapsed in 2024 for the Freedom Front. And when you looked at the candidate list, as I said, the ANC candidate stood for the PA. The Freedom Front candidate from 2021, who was popular, stood for the ANC. And the ANC, which has had a torrid time in the Western Cape in the last few by-elections and in the last election, not only retained the seat, but won close to 50% of the vote in a very competitive ward. They beat the Democratic Alliance, and the PA the PA were in third place. So the ANC, this is a big result, and it just shows you how important your candidate selection is. And this, I believe, will lift the ANC spirits in the Cape Winelands. The DA were down 4 percentage points, but were essentially mirrored what they got on the provincial ballot in 2024. And it's a tale, it's two different tales for the PA. On the one hand, they can tell themselves, look, we grew from 2% to 21% of the vote. We came third, but our support grew dramatically from 2% to 21%. Or you can say the PA actually fell because in 2024, they had 30% of the vote here to 21%. And you and I have been speaking about this week in, week out of the PA's growth since 2024. Here is an outlier, a by-election where I think they believe their chance would have been good and their support actually declined from 2024. So that was in the Langeberg. Then we go to the far north of the country, to Messina. This is so far north. We have a border with Zimbabwe and a border with Botswana, and we have the Mapungubwe National Park. So this is in Messina. The ANC here, this is the, remember, the Vembe region is one of the most secure regions for the ANC in the country. The ANC fell from 73% to 62% of the vote. The DA slightly growing up, increasing the vote share from 11% to 14%. And these new an EFF breakaway party came third. The EFF grew a bit. Another small party grew a bit. So the ANC experiencing pain, I don't want to say death, because they still held on by 1,000 cuts. But as you know, I like to drill a bit deep. What will worry the ANC is that most of this ward is farms or people who live by the national parks or border posts. Very rural. But most of the voters, 66% of the voters on one particular voting district in a Messina township. And here you saw the ANC's vote share decline from 80% to 61%. And all the other parties growing up. That will worry the ANC somewhat in Messina, but they still hold on and they look rock solid in Limpopo. And we're going to finish off in the Eastern Cape near the town of Ngobo, rural villages in the Dr. Abiy Luzuma municipality. And the ANC here winning 69% of the vote, down 6 percentage points. And I actually think it's a good result for the ANC because their former ward councillor was jailed for gender-based violence. And I imagine it was a hard campaign for the ANC. They did get rid of the councillor, but I'm sure that its reputation did sag in this particular ward. And you saw the EFF coming a strong second. So despite the ANC losing three seats, of which they'll be bitterly worried about, there were still glimmers of hope in other parts of the country, certainly in the town of Bonnievale.
Thank you, Wayne. I'd love to talk to you about Gayton McKenzie's leadership. Controversial and very, very strong. Do you think that is at the heart of his party's surge? If you look at how he stood up to the GNU, threatened to walk, and got what he wanted, very differently from how the African National Congress would have treated the DA when it threatened.
Thank you, Chris. So before I answer the question, I hope all the viewers and listeners were glued to their television screens when South Africa qualified for the Soccer World Cup. And we saw the players celebrate, we saw the coach celebrate, we saw Danny Ordaan raise his fist, but most of the camera time was on Gayton McKenzie giving an impromptu speech to the cameras. They're trying to break away from it. They couldn't. You just heard his voice ring through thousands and thousands of television sets or radio sets across this country. And I use that example because, similar to Donald Trump, Gayson McKenzie knows where the camera is and he knows how to be the center of attention. It is a great political skill. You may frown upon it, but he knows where the attention, where the camera is and how to keep it on him. And I think this is key to understand. This is a person who isn't politically correct. He calls a spade, and he uses leverage against the ANC and the GNU. I think the ANC sees the PA as a few things. They see it as a counterfoil that the PA can weaken the DA in the Western Cape. And as I've said to you before, the PA don't just weaken the DA, they also weaken the ANC. We saw in last night's by-election. They also see that they don't want this idea of a government of national unity of the two largest parties, that it is a government of many parties, and the PA is a counterweight to that. And we know that the PA is certainly key in the city of Johannesburg. Yes, there are permutations of governing without the PA, but it is very, very difficult. So McKenzie uses his leverage, and he used it to get Kenny Kunene reinstated in his position as MMC of Transport, and he's also taken a ward away from the ANC. This is a politician whose party stock is clearly continuing to rise, as we see in the by-election data, and as we saw certainly in the results yesterday.
And I have been meaning to ask you about that merger between Boso Good and Rise Mzansi. What impact do you think that will have on next year's local elections?
Thank you. So it's interesting of this new merger. Obviously, all three parties underperformed in 2024, certainly Rise Mzansi. This is a party which, to their credit, raised a huge amount of money, but only won two seats. I mean, if you look at the results across the country, and Songezo Zibi even said this, the results essentially mirror that of Boss's Musi Maimane. We know, look, I can sell the party to you. Patricia de Lille is the candidate for mayor who's received the most votes, the highest percentage ever in the city of Cape Town. Musi Maimane is the most successful opposition leader ever in election. In the 2016 local government election, the DA got 27%. Songezo Zibi is a highly respected journalist who's the head of the Standing Committee of Public Accounts. The idea, I think, by merging, they have the potential to give them a spurt of energy, some motivation, because a lot of the returns, if you had to break down those election results, were quite devastating, certainly for a party like Good in the last election. And I think maybe they together can be better. I worry that they don't have a leader. They say that they'll have mayoral candidates and that will be fine, that you don't need a leader. But I think ultimately, whether you're a church, a business, a listed company, a political party, you need one leader. You need a person where the buck stops. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. I think their impact in the polls will be limited at best. However, we know, I just spoke about the PA being kingmakers in Johannesburg. If UFC run a good campaign, maybe they can be kingmakers in some metros.
Unite for Change, they call themselves. So let's see, Wayne. Thank you. That was elections analyst Wayne Sussman on the Electoral Roadshow with me, Christine, for BizNews. Thanks, Wayne.